Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, brother. Awesome. Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord is moving tonight. People are all over the internet getting blessed tonight.
Come on now.
Souls are being touched right now watching the video. I mean, people I never thought would have tuned in. The Holy Ghost is showing up on their side as well. So he's here, he's there, he's everywhere. Hallelujah. Yeah, Delight Shambaugh said, you can't outrun the Holy Ghost. You can't live without God. Amen. You can't live without God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God.
Well, glory. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Isaiah, one of my favorite books. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Roger, open right up to it. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. And I'm entitling this message today, Rise and Shine. Ain't that appropriate? Rise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord rises upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Did you just catch that? It said gross darkness the people. There are people who are so dark, it looks like there couldn't be any kind of light shining from their spirit. But it said, a gross darkness shall cover the people. Lord, have mercy on this generation. Thank you, Jesus. But it said, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, bless God, and his glory shall be seen upon all of us that are shining with the true light of the glory. Now in the South, y'all know we have one saying, rise and shine. When you're waking somebody up in your house, rise and shine. That's what God's telling the people that day. Rise up and shine. Arise and shine, for your light has come. It said, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. He said, let your light so shine that men would see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. He's a shining example of what we're supposed to be in him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He is the shining example of what we're supposed to be in him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's time we learn to rise and shine. You know, Jesus said, let them work while there is still light, for the hour is coming when no man shall work. So I'm entitling this message tonight, Rise and Shine. There's a time that the people are asleep, even in God, and people need to wake up. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I just read that earlier, Matthew 5. I spoke it earlier, Matthew 5, 15 through 16. Thank you, Jesus. Let your light so shine. Actually, go to verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before all men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. But notice, I just caught a revelation there, Brother Robin. It said the light was in the house and it was dark. In the house of God today, there's a darkness that's covering the house of God. There's a dim-lit people in this world today. You've heard of dim-wits? There's a lot of dim-lits in the church today. There's a lot of people that ain't got the light so shining for the world to see. They look at them and they're going out into the club on Saturday and going to church on Sunday, and they're seeing them and saying, well, if you're going to live like us, why should we serve your God? There's no change in them, so there won't be change in the other people listening. because they don't see the light shining. They're just as dark as they are, trying to pretend to be the light. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There's a lot of dim-witted people in the world today, and a lot of dim-lidded people. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that we see dimly through a mirror right now. There's a shadow stopping us from seeing fully like we need to sometimes. There's a dim-lit light. We see dimly through a mirror. But there's a day coming where we will see Him as He is. We will be as He is. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. But we got to work while there's still light. The mirror is dimming because the darkness is getting even more into the world. But the flame is still burning, casting a shadow upon the world. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Go over here to Matthew 25, 1 through 10, and we're going to break down the 10 virgins for you. Hallelujah. Matthew 25, 1 through 10. Thank you, Jesus. Are y'all getting blessed so far tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Bless God. Bless God. I'm glad my sister Tanya is watching tonight, and I'm glad everybody else is tuning in. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. This is church tonight. Thank you, Jesus. This ain't just a get-together. This is a God's got it together. God got it together so all the men could get something tonight. And everybody tuning in could get something tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. For it said, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Now that's going to be important in a minute. Thank you, Jesus. While the bridegroom, now check this out. It said they took no oil for their vessels, but the wise took oil for their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, hallelujah, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, that's what we're in right now, the midnight hour. We're 11:59 to midnight right now in the spirit. We're 11:59 and about 58 seconds from the trumpet sounding. Come on, can I have an amen?
Amen.
We're about to see the Lord split the sky. Thank you, Jesus. Bless God. Amen. He's coming with 10,000 of his saints. But that's when he finally comes back to rule and reign on the earth. But check this out. He's coming back with a cloud of witnesses. There's going to be a whole bunch of people. Now he's coming as a thief and those ain't ready going to miss him. But there's a cloud that's going to be with him. My family's in that cloud. Those who's born again in our family, they in that cloud of witnesses. Thank you, Jesus. And they're going to see him. They're going to be with him. And oh, hallelujah. When it said he's coming in the clouds, I believe it's the cloud of witnesses. They're going to part. They're going to step aside because Jesus is coming through with all power and glory, reigning King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But the church has got to wake up because it said the bridegroom was coming, but look at this. The wise and the foolish both slept. The church ready and the church that ain't ready. They were both a part of the vessel, but only one was filled. Oh, Karabushata. One of the vessels was filled, and the other was revealed. It looked like it had some substance in it. The lamp looked like it was filled. But let me tell you, the lamp wasn't filled until Christ, was revealed. The lamp. They had to have the oil to get into the bridegroom's chamber, to get into the wedding banquet. They had to have the oil that didn't spoil. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, glory to God. I'm not going to be before you much longer, but I hope you're enjoying in the Word. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Man.
But the wives took their oil in their vessels. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." But I want you to look at that. It said that the bridegroom delayed his coming. He purposely tarried to see who was willing to be ready for his coming at a moment's notice. Like he wanted to see who would really be ready at the moment of the midnight cry. Thank you, Jesus. So at the midnight cry, Jesus called for them that was ready to come into the banquet. But after that, now watch this. Thank you, Jesus. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish got said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out."
They didn't even have their lamp lit.
They had no oil to light their lamp with.
Right.
They were living off the reflection of the righteous and making it, I just heard the Holy Ghost say that, making it look like they was appearing holy, living off the reflection of the righteous, but yet they had no lamp to burn. They had no oil in their lamp, but they was living off the reflection of the righteous's lamp. Bless God. And at midnight there was a cry, it said. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They both raised up, trimmed their wicks, got their hearts supposedly right. One set was right. The other had it almost right. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." Then the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell the oil and buy for yourselves." You can't take what I've got and live off of it. You can't live off of my salvation.
Yes.
You can't live off of my shine.
Right.
You got to get your own from the throne and live in God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I hope the people of God through the Holy Ghost tonight. Thank you, Jesus. You can't do it without God.
That's right.
He said they had a form of godliness, but they denied the power. See 1 Thessalonians chapter, hold on one second. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 5. You got your Bibles, go there now, and this is the last scripture. And God gave me a word for you, brother, and I'm going to release it at the end of this. 1 Thessalonians 5, 5. Thank you, Jesus. You are all the children of light. Thank you, Jesus. Wait a minute, let's go to verse 4. But ye brethren are not in the darkness, that that day the trumpet sounded should overtake you as a thief. You are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. He's saying, wake up, church. He's saying, wake up. Smell the coffee, because Hebrews. Hallelujah. Bless God. Wake up and smell the coffee. Bless God, because Hebrews. He's saying, wake up, church. Wake up and smell the coffee. Get up out of your sleep. I'm calling for, as the prophet of God, I'm calling for them dry bones to get up out of that valley. Rise up and walk, says the Lord. Rise up, for this is the finest hour that you'll ever see, says the Lord. This is the greatest hour for your life. And thus saith the Lord, I will use you. I have not forgotten my promise to you. And the Lord says, I am anointing you even afresh, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, brother, I can't remember. I think your name is Chris, right? What?
Shane.
Shane. Brother, I see the Lord using you. You said you wasn't a minister. I see it in you. Let me tell you, I see the prophet of the Holy Ghost in you. You will be a prophet, and you will be used of God, not just here in the church, but you're going to go back to the prisons and you're going to minister to those that are bound up, and you're going to free them from within the walls of the prison. They're going to walk free because God is anointing you even now. You didn't come of your own accord. God brought you here to put you in the anointing position. Let me see the oil. Is this all right if I just go a little bit in the spirit? Let me see the oil. Come here, brother. Men of God, gather around him. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hold up my shine. God said, I've seen your heart even today. And he is putting the deliverance ministry within you. For I hear the Holy Ghost say that the anointing that breaks and destroys the yoke, the breaker anointing is here, and it's going to rest on you the rest of your life. For the Lord said you will be a deliverance minister. You will be a prophet, declares the Spirit of the living God. Lord, I thank you. I touch him as you tell me to touch him. I release the anointing. The anointing that destroys the yoke.
Yes.
I lay it on my brother tonight. In Jesus' name, the mantles that rest on me, rest on him now and forever. Fire! 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 I hear God say, roar, lion! Roar, lion! God's giving you a roar like a lion, and you will roar. And in the places you go, people will be touched even by your shadow. And God shall say unto you this day, for I have chosen you for this greater work, for these last days, says the Lord, greater and greater still, higher and higher still, deeper and deeper still. Bless God, I'm calling you, says the Lord, and I will make myself known even to you in dreams and visions. You will dream dreams. You will dream visions. Have you been waking up like about 2:33 in the morning yet, brother? Not yet, but you will. God said he's going to wake you up in the morning hour, but at 3 o'clock, that's when he wants you to pray. That's when the prophets pray. So about 3 o'clock, God is going to start waking you up. I don't know when, but I know it's soon. And at 3 o'clock, he's going to tell you to pray. He's going to give you visions. You're going to have trips to heaven. You are going to walk in the prophetic, and you're going to do the things that God showed you in the Word of God. He said, for the Spirit is now moving upon you, and now you shall cast out devils. Now you will heal the sick.
Glory.
The Lord said, the more you fast and the more you pray, the more I'm going to manifest myself through you, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you this right now. The Holy Ghost told me to tell you. Do you already play worship music before you go to bed or play it in your house?
Yes.
Okay. Is it playing 24/7?
Well, anytime I play music, yes.
Okay.
It's crazy worship.
Oh, I know that. I'm just saying, is it playing 24/7?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, good. Because I'm seeing you playing music in your house 24/7.
Right.
And the atmosphere is being set. The Lord said, my Shekinah glory is soon to appear at your house. And he said, you will be overtaken by my glory, says the Lord. Yeah. And I will take you places in the Spirit, declares God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory,
Mary, I got to say this before I shut my mouth tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Actually, I just heard the Lord say something to you too, Pastor. I didn't know I was going to do this. Had no clue. Bless God. Mary, let me tell you something, brother. Because of your obedience tonight, I rebuke the attack of the enemy. I rebuke any spirit of retaliation. Thank you, Jesus. Because let me tell you, God has given you a voice to those that don't have a voice. He's given you a voice of reason in the midst of chaos. He's given you a peace, and I hear the Lord say a steadiness to your voice. I hope that makes sense. A steadiness to your voice. The Lord said, as I spoke through Moses, I'm using your vocal cords, says God, and you will be my staff, says God. You will lift up the staff
of the Word, and as you bring forth the Word, says the Spirit of God, Barry, as you bring forth the Word through you will tear down barriers, amen, says God. Amen. In Jesus' name, anointing, fresh anointing, in the name of Jesus. Visit him in dreams and visions, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Pastor, I hear the Lord say, because of your humbleness to open up this home, he said, you've already opened up your home. And because you've already opened up your home and made me feel at home, God said, this church is not religious oriented. It's relationship, as Brother Barry said, oriented. And because of it being a family atmosphere, God being the head of the family, God says, well done. You ain't finished the race yet. But God says to tell you, well done. Good and faithful servant. Continue what I've showed you. And the Lord said, I will bring it speedily to you, declares the Lord, for your obedience and willingness. He said, for your heart is that of David in my eyes. And the Lord said, your humble heart has touched heaven's ears. And the Lord said, there were some things you prayed even two nights ago. Am I right? There was something you prayed about two nights ago. He said, I heard you when you prayed. And that's a confirmation you said it. I heard you when you prayed two nights ago. I see you kneeling down by the bed. I hear God say, caught up by, am I right?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I see you kneeling down by the bed. And he said, the request that you made at the throne has already been released from heaven. And though the enemies tried to delay it, the Lord said it will come speedily to you. And the Lord said, I got to say this. I didn't know I was going to prophesy tonight. The Lord says to tell you, I hope this makes sense, the answer is yes. You asked God a question two nights ago in prayer. Amen?
Yes.
The answer, God said, is yes. He said, you're getting the answer tonight. Before the provision, he said, I gave you the vision. Now I'm giving you the provision to carry the vision, says the Spirit of God. And the Lord says to tell you, the answer is yes. He said, because you put it before him as a petition and as a request, the Lord said, I've stamped it in my throne room. He said, I've stamped it sealed by my blood. That prayer was sealed by the blood. And he said, the answer is yes. And now it comes forth speedily in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Peace. 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 Because the enemy's trying to steal your peace over what you requested before God. Amen. Am I right?
Yes.
Amen. But God says, your peace returns now to you that I gave you. And the answer's yes. So move forward in peace, son, says the Lord. For this is of me. This is my design. And the Lord says, I've given it to you, and the world can't take it away.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes. Says the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Blessed
God.
Ooh, blessed God. Robin, you ain't done yet. I heard the Lord say again, you ain't done yet. You ain't done yet. You ain't done yet. Sometimes you feel inadequate, but God says you're not inadequate. For I have ordained you and sustained you. For this time now you will see greater than you saw even in your youth. For the Lord said, you are like Caleb. Give me my mountain. And the Lord says, I'm giving you the next few years. And he said, I will increase your days. The Lord said, you will not die yet.
Yeah.
Death cannot touch you. I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. I'm almost done. I promise I wasn't going to do this, but I'm just being moved in the Spirit. You will prophesy again. You will see again. You will hear again clearer than you ever heard before. And just by what you say to people, They're going to know a prophet's been in their midst, and they're going to repent before God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be weary, I hear God say, in well-doing, for the Lord says you're getting ready to reap your harvest. He said, what you've sowed in tears, you will now reap in joy, declares the Lord. He said, your time of trouble is ending. He said, weeping has endured for the night. I know nothing except what God's telling me. But brother, he said, joy comes in the morning. You're going to wake up, and I believe there's going to be a new joy all over you, brother. Peace. Peace be still in my brother's heart. Joy return back to him in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we'll hand over the mic to somebody else. Somebody take the mic. My brother Herman. There you go, brother.
Come on, brother.
Woo!
Jesus. Yeah, brother Herman.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.